into the CBO score, because you know you were waiting to make your decision about healthcare until you saw the bill and it just came out.
And what we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have
the speak with Shane, please.
But you don't.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
Jesus.
Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my
glasses. The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
You'd like me to get the hell out of here, I'd also like to call the police. Can I get you guys' names?
Hey, you gotta leave.
He just body slammed me.
You gotta leave.
He's got my vote. Our little Trib, did you hear that? Oh, it looks like it's just me in the studio again so far. So I got, they're starting me out. And folks, if you didn't hear, this guy running for GOP person in another state, he body slammed another country, maybe. I don't know. Who cares? But he body slammed the fake news media. And it was awesome. He body slammed him and broke his glasses. He really deserved that. I mean, get out of here with your microphones in their faces. He really deserved that to be body. He deserved to be body slammed. That's awesome. It means he probably stood on his desk and body slammed that guy, that little man with the glasses.
L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-B.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM, coming from the east side.
You know, one of the biggest myths about suicide bombers is that people think they actually care about you. It's comical.
They think the suicide bombers would care about the people they're bombing? Little Triv.
Lanigan, do you know how easy it is to stop a suicide bomber?
No, I don't think it's that easy, but what'd you just say about people thinking that they care about them? Little Triv, listen.
I guess I'm in over my head, is what I'm saying.
I
just truly don't understand.
I think you're in over your head. I think you just didn't think about what you said.
Just don't go to the concert.
Can you say that to me, the rhyme I just said? I don't think I'm in over my head. I just don't think I thought about what I said. Can you try that, Little Triv?
I don't think I'm in over my head. I just don't think I thought about what I said. And just don't go to the concert.
That's a good point. How about you, Seth? Oh, introduce us!
Oh, I'm Little Triv. This is a Good Night Show with Little Triv. And I got the two other guys, Seth and Lamigan, so...
I think I got my stories confused, too. I thought there was a big, successful body slammer that killed a ton of guys.
I thought he body slammed people at a concert. You're talking about suicide bombings.
Yeah, I played a clip of a body slammer Republican at the top of the show, and then I started talking about the Ariana Grande bomber.
Sensitive topic.
Very sensitive, both topics, and I didn't really separate them, did I?
You say separate, but I think it's very easy to separate ourselves from...
I didn't segregate.
Yes, but it's easy to separate ourselves from suicide bombings because it happens in countries we don't know, and it's easy to separate ourselves, but there's something about that body slamming man that is just so close to home and so visceral. My mouth's a little wet right now because I'm sucking on some jerky.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
It's hard to keep American news straight. I gotta tell you.
Well, so much of it is just fake news.
What country's news do you follow, Seth?
Well, the UK bombing.
Oh, you follow UK news?
That was in the Middle East, I think, Seth. No, Seth, I don't mean to correct you on air, but that was in the Middle East.
No, no, I understood that the suicide bombing, but when you brought up the body slammer, I just got twisted up.
Mixed up?
Because it was an American story.
So do one of you guys want to explain that the body slammer? Because that is really, that is news. That is
can we each
quick,
go,
that's
can we,
quick news.
Right. Quick fake news. Can we each go around and say what we think happened?
Can I have one of those frogs?
Frogs? Did you say frogs?
They look good. Seth's eating some gummy frogs that look plastic.
They look okay.
So let's go around and we each say what we think happened with the bombing and the body slammer. So I think there was no bombing. I think that the body slammer, it took place in another country, and he body slammed many people, including children, who were at a concert for Ariana Grande. And I think he was a GOP candidate. It was very shocking, but boy, to see somebody who's about to run for office jump off their desk like that. Seth, what do you think happened? Because the more I talk about it, the less I believe myself.
Well, like I said before, I'm not totally clear on the details, but when you see a high public official embarrass themselves, you jump across the desk or whatever, on national TV, you have to assume that they're protecting someone or something.
Oh, so you think maybe he's protecting the pop singer Ariana?
Hmm.
Little Triv, did you hear that? He thinks that the body-slamming GOP was protecting someone, and perhaps it was Ariana Grande he was protecting.
I'm curious of the timeline. Did both of those events happen at the same exact time?
It's a cute thought, Seth, and that's kind of what someone that doesn't really know too much about national security would think, to be honest.
And I also think it's cute because it sounds like the plot of a movie, but it doesn't seem like real life.
But it's mostly cute because, actually, I don't think Ariana Grande needed any protection. I think she was behind the attack.
I mean, you're not wrong, because the name of her pop tour...
I'm not right either.
The name of her pop tour, and you can read this on Breitbart.
I'm not a Republican or a Democrat.
Oh, wow.
You're a...
You're sort of in between.
I'm stunned.
With both sides.
Well, I'm a little bit of Democrat and a little bit of Republican.
But you also don't like either of them.
I'm stunned at your accusation that makes you sound like a complete bastard.
What, about the pop singer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, Seth, I was about to say something. You can read this on Breitbart. It says that the name of her tour, she was doing a little tour called Dangerous Woman. Now, is it a surprise that death occurred at one of her dangerous shows? No, no.
No.
I will kind of try to be a little safer talking about this, but I think that it was not an accident.
Gloves are off, little Triv. And we're talking Seth Rich later, so I hope you're ready for that.
Well, let me just play this news clip about the body slamming to help Seth and help the listeners understand what we're talking about when we talk about the body slamming.
Yeah, maybe I should hear this.
All right, right now we have Ben Jacobs. That's the Guardian reporter in Bozeman, Montana, who's been covering the congressional race that is set to have an election tomorrow, who says he was body slammed tonight by the Republican candidate Greg Gianforte. Ben, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Are you okay?
You body slammed me.
I'm gonna get my
you
elbow
broke
checked
my glasses.
Out. I landed on my elbow, and it's not, you know, it's less than comfortable, and making sure that it's okay because I'm.
Can you rewind that?
Typing right now.
Yeah, I want to know what happened to his elbow.
He said, "I am less than comfortable right now."
Aww.
I would body slam this guy too.
I've been less than comfortable my whole life.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna get my elbow checked out. I landed on my elbow, and it's not, you know, it's less than comfortable, and making sure that it's okay because.
Oh, boo hoo!
It's funny when people ask you if you're okay. You just, even if you're a little in bit in pain, you always say, "Yeah, I'm fine." But he didn't want to say He just wanted to talk about his elbow.
Make sure we knew that something bad happened to his elbow.
I'm sure it hurt so badly.
I bet he skinned it.
I'm one-handed typing right now.
He's a reporter. How's he supposed to report? How's he supposed to report with one elbow?
It's hard to type. Have you ever tried to type with your elbows? Because sometimes when I'm eating chicken wings, and I'm just so lazy that I have you ever actually tried to... Sometimes I tweet with my elbows. But anyways.
Yeah, you got those big letters.
With volunteers. And there was a room that the candidate was in. He was going to do a TV interview. Take us through what happened.
So that he was sort of doing a TV interview, and I've been pressing the campaign for a few days to sort of grab Gianforte one-on-one, and they told me that they decided in the past they weren't, and I just wanted to figure he was standing around there and just to reach out and get his response to the CBO score. That he'd been talking about, that he'd been holding off his opinion on healthcare, at least on the stump, until he saw the CBO score. And I went up and asked him about it, and sort of said, talk to my communications first. I just followed up and said, you've been talking about this. Just wanted to get your response.
This is what I just heard report. This is boring.
I just wanted to get, he's about to explain the body slam, but
he's trying to get a little snack break in, Little Triv. You want to listen to this.
He's so nerdy and boring that he hasn't even talked about the body slam.
I stopped paying attention.
He spent the first couple minutes pouting.
Yeah, about his elbow.
So he's typing with his elbow.
I've said, no, I've had enough, and
Little Sheriff. He said he was typing with one elbow. Have you ever done that?
No, because at that point, you're just laying down.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a unibrow, too. ugly.
That means he's dumber than people.
When you're being lazy and you're typing, do you have an external keyboard that you bring over to your chair with your big screen? I know you have you like plug your laptop into a big screen, right?
And
with a long cable.
He's got a 10th grade education. He knows what the word external means.
I know you love for me to say yes, but do you really think I do all that?
So what, you just got a laptop and you type on it with your elbows?
Oh, I got to have one of those touch. I have an iPad that I hook up to my old TV.
Apple TV? Milman would kill me if he heard me say that.
I just call it my Mac.
Body slammed, and
body slams.
He's on top of me for a second. My glasses are broken. It's the strangest. The strangest moment in my entire life reporting.
Wait, so you walk into the room and you say, I want to get your response to the CBO score.
Yeah.
And he, and does he scream and raise his voice while he does it, or he just body slams?
The audio's up that he said, talk to my communications first. I just sort of follow up and he grabs my recorder, my phone, but the audio should be up right now in The Guardian. And, throws me down, my glasses break. I'm pretty sure he's on top of me wailing for a second and then screams at me to get the hell out.
He's on top of him what? Doing what? He's on top of me railing for a second?
Something like that. And he goes on and on for the next, 10 minutes about this?
It keeps going, and like I said, he's got a unibrow.
And it doesn't get much better.
Wait, hold on. Let's hear what he says. He says, he's on top of me railing.
Throws me down, my glasses break. I'm pretty sure he's on top of me wailing for a second and then screams at me to get
wailing,
the hell out.
Wailing.
Like crying?
Can't anybody take a punch no more?
Yes, I actually like it.
Do you know what I do when you get in my face?
Me?
Both of you.
We haven't been within touching distance Well, since the Put in Bay torture.
Okay, well, it's hypothetical, and listen. And I bit you guys last week, in case you forgot. So anyway,
But you have very long teeth, like a whale.
And I did it through plastic covering. So I gotta say...
You're disgusting.
Can you explain what we're eating, Lamigan?
We're all eating a different kind of gummy, and none of us are really enjoying it. We're whipping them across the room at each other, trying to catch them. If we catch them, we eat them. If we drop them, we might eat them. Might throw them away.
Well, so, Seth gave me half his bag, and he never does that.
That means he really doesn't like his choices. Now he's eating Cheez-Its. We got a lot of snacks this week. We don't usually do that. I wonder what got into us. So, I slept till 2 p.m. today. But you know what I do when you get in my face? So, this reporter says...
Me?
Do you know what... Okay, so this reporter says that his elbow is less than comfortable. When you get in my face, I make you as uncomfortable as you can possibly imagine.
That's
I twist your arm.
That's nice. You have a caller.
Oh. Excuse me.
WRUW, you're in the air.
Yeah, earlier today I was eating some pasta. It was pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah, we're all eating gummies. So.
Well, I like how you say that like you have more to say, and then you just don't. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. Like I said, the pasta was pretty tasty. It was homemade.
I like that you said...
I made it at my home.
I also like that you said well instead of good.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well, I think.
Can I ask you a question that doesn't quite have to do with your pasta?
Sure, go ahead.
So recently in the news, a GOP running for office body slammed a reporter and broke his glasses. And this is totally justifiable because the reporter got in his face. So caller, I am asking you, if somebody gets in your face, what do you do?
I politely ask them to leave and try and defuse the situation, I suppose.
What if you're at their house and you tell them to leave? You're at your mom's house, you tell her to leave, and she gets in your face and says, finish your noodles? You sound
not
like
sure.
You're sweating.
Yep.
Am I grilling
you're the kind
hard?
Of guy that gets stepped on.
Yeah, you're the kind of guy who gets in people's faces,
question.
Aren't you?
Sometimes. It depends.
You're
depends on the situation most of the time.
You sound threatening.
Caller, do you want some advice?
You can suggest it, sure. You can advise me.
The only way to get through life when you get in those kind of situations is to escalate.
Okay.
You must escalate the situation.
And if you can, body slam.
Okay.
That's something you can do because the politicians are doing it. When somebody bothers you, body slam.
And it's, you can do that.
And swear, you have to swear.
Get the hell out of my house.
I say get the hell off of me while your body is slamming. You have to body slam somebody, and then while you're on top of them, you have to shout, get the hell off of me.
Just get the hell out of my house.
Who, me? You? Me?
Huh?
Me get out of your house?
No, no matter where I am, just tell them to get the hell out of my house.
Oh, well, now you've... Now I'm...
I'm going too far. I know.
I
However,
think I'm confused.
Little Trip thought you were...
I just
Little
to,
Trip
like,
thought you were telling him
anyone.
To get the hell out of his house. To get the hell
no,
out of your house.
No,
so,
I would never do that to Little Trip. Never,
you were
never.
Just talking to yourself.
Mostly.
Because I don't understand certain concepts, like if you are pretending like you're talking to somebody that isn't me, I will always think you're talking to me.
It's good to know yourself, I suppose.
So are you full from those noodles? Because I don't think... Because what do you think would happen if you body slammed with a belly full of a meal?
That is a good question.
Well, why don't you answer
it? I don't know. Well, how about... I hope I wouldn't throw up. I hope I wouldn't get a big rock in my stomach or something like that. That'd be pretty painful.
God forbid you throw up
on somebody who deserves it.
I wouldn't want to, yeah. That could be I watched The Exorcist the other day. There was a lot of projectile vomiting in that.
Oh, I've never seen that movie. So
I decided to watch it. So
you decided to?
I watched it alone. Yeah. It was pretty fun.
I can always respect somebody who makes their own decision. So can I ask you another question? So, well, I'm just going to tell you something. This is more of a statement. When I am outmatched against somebody, so I am short and fat, and most of the time I aggravate people who are strong alpha types, 7 feet tall, 400 pounds of muscle. So how do I beat them? I do exactly what you did. I make sure I ate a big meal, I body slam them, and I make sure I throw up. Nobody covered in throw up is going to want to fight. They just want to be done, go home, take a shower. Okay?
Thanks for passing that on. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you.
Well, then, have a wonderful evening.
So that's it, huh?
I suppose so.
Yeah, that I think that's it. Thank you for calling in. Oh, and by the way, just so we can put it on the little tally, do you live on the east part of Kitty Park or the west part of Kitty Park?
The east part.
Of Kitty Park?
Of Kitty Park.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thanks. The number's 216-368-2208. We're just starting to work on our data, I guess.
What?
Excuse me.
I like data.
Data?
So you like data, but you're saying that we're working on the data, but you'd like it only.
And I am telling you guys to start taking track of the data.
What's data?
Do you guys want to take a break?
Sure.
And what should we play during the break?
Let's play more of the Body Slammer. Not the Body Slammer, the Body Slam E.
Yeah, play that, and then you should also play a little bit of some good old-fashioned Pink Houses by John Mellencamp.
Or a YouTube video of boxing knockout compilations.
Yeah, or that.
Well, I gotta look for all those things.
Don't take your time. We'll just sit here and wait. Maybe we'll get another caller.
Thank you. God bless.
Please welcome the former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
I stopped having bought new clothes in 12 years. I need a savior. I joined the resistance, voted for Trump. I need a savior. I want a body slam, but I don't think it's right, and I don't understand the news anymore. There's too much complications. I need a savior. Seth, that was my I need a savior speech. I'm going to make it at church tomorrow. Do you think that'd be okay?
It sounds a little bit too pleady.
Pleady? Like I'm asking for something?
Mm-hmm. To make, is that supposed to be the sermon?
Sermon? No, it's actually a meeting in the basement of the church for the resistance.
Oh, and how many are coming?
Maybe like 14, 15?
So
including me?
Small and intimate?
Small and,
rough around. Is this Gigi's?
What's the matter?
We were wondering if we could interview a stripper.
No.
Can we talk to you for a second, please?
No.
What?
Seth had an idea.
That was Gigi's in Brook Park, and they've always treated me well.
Well, they don't treat callers well, apparently.
Well, we tried cold calling a strip club.
In the middle of my speech. Little Triff, can you play that buzzer sound? That was bad. Nice and quiet.
It's never quite loud enough.
And it's never too late to play that. So my speech, I was saying, about 14 people in the resistance are going to be there. And they want me to talk about why I joined up. And because they're getting suspicious that I just wanted the hat. And so I got the vagina hat. I'm going to be wearing it while I make that speech.
Are we talking about how you're in the resistance again?
Yeah.
Can we just... I just want to cold call another strip club.
Okay, well, I mean, you weren't talking, so I just jumped right in.
Yeah, and all of a sudden
we were talking to a lady who just said no to us two times and then hung up. So I hope you like that. But I'm just talking about a speech I'm giving tomorrow, Little Triv.
Let's call
Seth heard it. It's called I Need a Savior.
Well, if you got a thought you want to finish, then you can finish it. But otherwise, I think we should try to call Jack Casino.
Well, I just want to know, but we can call them, but I just was going to ask you real quick, little Triv. Two things. First of all, do you think my speech, I need a savior, is too pleady? Is it too pleady?
Well, what's it for?
Hey.
It's to prove to the resistance that I want to be a part of it.
I just don't think you need to do it, Lamigan. And it's not that good of a speech.
Let's call to Jack. And let's all bet on the Cavs.
And let's have somebody besides the little Triv talk, because your voice is unsettling.
As soon as I get him on, I will point to one of you guys. I'll point to you, Lamigan.
You're going to point to me. I knew it.
And you just need to start asking questions about the facility, and then we will get into an actual conversation, and then we will try to talk to the manager.
Can they call the police on us for something over the phone, or is that just some in person they can call the police?
There are no rules against crank calls. This isn't really a crank call, because we're just going to have a conversation.
What's the difference between a crank call and a prank call?
It has to do with how you were raised.
Okay, let's give this a shot.
Good evening. Thanks for calling Jack Cleveland. This is Brian. How can I help you?
Hey, Brian. This is Landon Lamigan, and you are live on the Good Night Show with Little Triv. How you doing? Can we talk to you for a second about some bets we want to make at your casino coming up soon?
I don't deal with bets, sir.
Well, we'll just do it over the phone. You don't have to sign any contracts.
No, I can't. I don't discuss bets, sir. Sorry.
Can we speak to a manager, please?
I'm sorry. What was that?
We'd like to talk with a manager, if that's okay.
A manager for what?
For the betting, for the either the gaming or the betting section.
There's nobody that's going to handle that.
But this is the casino, right?
To make bets.
What was Dan Gilbert thinking building this place? No offense to you. I know it's not you. It's just the company rules. But we just thought we could call and say, hey, let's make a bet. So why don't we just do that real quick? So who do you think? Is it going to be the Celtics or the Cavs?
I'm not allowed to discuss anything like that. Sorry, guys.
What is this phone number for? You have a good night, too, but what is this phone number for, then?
Well, I didn't like him.
Well, I guess we know next time don't start talking about bets at casinos, because that's probably really illegal for them, Lamigan.
Well, you said that there were no rules. I told him he should have been excited to be live on the air. I said, hey, Brian, what's up? This is Landon Lamigan, and you're live on the Good Night Show with Little Triv. Want to talk about some bets we have coming up? And he did not want to. I didn't know what the Cavs. I didn't know what I was talking about. I was nervous. He seemed like he really knew his stuff.
Well, we're going to call the Hard Rock Roxino, and you're going to tell him you think you might have a gambling problem. But don't start right into it, Lamigan. Just ease into it.
Okay, I'm going to tell them they're on the air.
Don't put the employee in a place where they have to be incriminable.
All right, I'll make sure I tell them I love their store and that I just misuse it. And I don't know what to do.
Thank you for calling Hard Rock Roxino. Officer Watts speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Landon Lamigan, and I am a frequent customer at your casino, and I was just calling because, I want to continue giving business, but I just wanted to know if perhaps you have any resources for somebody who is suffering from a gambling addiction or a gambling problem, and without stopping being a customer, because I love to support your organization, but I just can't, I just need some help. Could you refer me to somebody?
Actually, yeah, I can help you out with that. You know what? Give me a second. Let me transfer you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Okay, so you told him. Ouch. All right, so we're on hold right now. So you told him that you have a gambling problem.
It's not true.
But you still. Because I think. So truly what this is about is. I have these problems.
I think you just want to talk to one of these people.
I want to talk to him so badly, but whenever I say something...
You are so desperate for callers that you're just having me call people. Hello?
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I thought we were on hold, but...
Oh, here we go. Okay, sure, this will be fine. Oh, God. Please be
pretend,
nice.
Pretend or me, because if I talk, they won't answer.
Hard Rock, this is Adam. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm calling because of a gambling addiction problem, and they prefer me to you, and I don't know what else to say besides help.
I can give you a phone number for like, Ohio's gaming addiction hotline. Do you want that?
No, that's okay. I just want to keep coming to the Roxino, but I don't want to, like, contribute to the problem, you know? Do you have any just tips? Like, how to not... Just to come in and spend money, but not do it?
Well, I mean, we offer a program here, but it excludes yourself from the property. So it would be like you can't even come in and do the, like, you can't even go to the shows or anything like that.
I want to go to the shows. There's no way to gamble without gambling? Like, maybe you can give us some fake tokens or, I'm just.
No, there's nothing like that, huh?
No tokens. Huh. Well, thank you so much. What's your name again?
Adam.
Adam?
Do you guys have a partnership with the Hard Rock Cafe? Okay, see? Whenever I speak, do you see what happens, Lamborghini?
Your voice is so comical.
You sort of remind me of, like, walking down the street and you're, like, my big friend who's a big monster, like Big Bird or Barney, and then...
Like Barney, yeah.
You're sort of like Barney. And I can go into the store. I can go into the library. I can go into the post office and talk to people. But then when you show up, you make people jump out of their skins. And they run away. They hang up. And this guy I just talked to was an absolute sweetheart. And you just came out and you fooled him. You hurt his feelings, Little Trip. What we're doing tonight is wrong. People have these problems, and you do not, and I do not. We do not need to be doing this, Little Triv. What you're doing tonight, Little Triv, is wrong.
I am dying from my gambling addiction.
Steph, do you think he has a gambling addiction? Because
news to me.
Why
it's
am I?
It's never been a problem until
you make me call people and say it.
Well, we're going to call Lido Lounge, and I want you to just ask real questions.
Can Seth do this one?
Seth, come on. You get so horny when you call these places.
Sure, I can talk to Lido.
So I'll dial in and just be ready.
And be yourself.
And you know that if I jump in, which I can't help doing sometimes, they hang up right away. So if you hear me talking, it's game over.
Don't talk, Little Triv.
Lido Lounge on West 117th in Cleveland.
Didn't somebody get their head cut off there a couple of years ago?
It wasn't a full decapitation, but something close to that happened.
What happened?
Well, some guy tried to cut off another guy's head.
And so
the guy lived, but he got a messed up neck. I don't know how to talk about that kind of stuff. I'm sure there's a scientific word for it, but yeah, his neck got pretty screwed up.
Okay.
Lido Lounge.
Hi, my name's Seth from the Goodnight Show with Little Triv. What girls are working tonight?
But yeah, I guess you're going to have to come in and see.
And how about, I would like to do that, sure, and I'll bring my friends. But also, what do you have any drinks on special?
Hold on a second.
What is it? What do you think?
I don't know. I can't hear it. Hello?
Hi, this is Seth from the Good Night Show with Little Triv. What girls are working tonight?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is Seth, and I was wondering what girls are working tonight and their names.
What kind of girls do you want? White, black, Puerto Rican? What do you want?
White if I could.
Okay, there's a couple of white girls working here tonight. I can't give you names or specifics.
And how much is a lap dance?
It's $10.
And how much is your cheapest beverage?
It's going to be at least $7.50.
$7.50 for a Bud Light? $7.50 for a Bud Light, ma'am.
For a Bud Light, it's going to be like at least $4.50.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. You were live and couldn't. Oh, she's gone. Okay, so this is the thing. Like,
I should have sprung it on her that she was on the air.
You should have said yes. You were live on Goodnight Show with Little Trev.
Like candid cameras type thing.
It didn't seem like she was paying attention to you. It seemed like a busy night.
It just sounded like there were so many women in the background just doing God knows what to.
I felt guilty saying white. I wanted a white woman.
You're just going with your gut.
I wasn't expecting her to ask that question, and I am embarrassed.
Well, now we know your true colors.
It's funny because you ask what women are working tonight, and she gives you an offering of
She gave me races.
I didn't know they did that. That seems racist.
$10 for a...
If I was on that phone call, I said, so $10 for a lap dance, what happens if we give them 20? What do you guys think?
Oh, you know what they do? We interviewed a stripper here before Lampigan.
What do they do?
And you guys didn't sound so horny during that. What?
She made me feel small.
She made me feel like a boy, like a little boy.
Well, that's how you're supposed to feel in the strip club.
She's done things I could never dream of, Little Triff.
They put little duct tape on their boobs, Lambigan.
Little duct tape?
They put a little duct tape on it.
So if you give them 20 instead of 10, then do they take it off?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's all about the money.
My country used to be sweet land of liberty that once was true. Until the FCC chose what we hear and see on radio and on TV. FCC, F-U.
Some of the following material may be considered indecent or objectionable by members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
If I'm offended, I'll just simply turn the dial, and I'll be saying all the while, SEC.
Calling Crazy Horse Downtown. This is Eva. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just wondering what girls you have in tonight.
What was that? Sorry.
I was wondering what girls you have in tonight.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I'll transfer you to DJ. He knows all the girls that are here.
Thank you.
This is going to be amazing. Yeah. We've been getting more and more into strip clubs.
Yeah, I guess we have. So this guy named DJ is going to answer.
I thought she said BJ.
No, she said DJ. BJ, yeah, that makes sense.
DJ, boo.
Hey, DJ, it's Lane and Lamb again. You're on the... we're just going to ask you...
Hi.
What girls do you have in tonight? They transfer me to you. I was asking, which girls do you have in tonight?
I don't answer those questions. You have the wrong person.
She transferred...
You need to ask for the front desk.
She just... That is horrible.
Is this how the world ends?
This is how the world ends, because I'm freaking pissed off now.
That was bad.
That was wrong. Oh, my God.
It was dirty.
He didn't like that.
That was downright dirty.
She was so happy, and then he was mean. I want to call back and say, well, now what?
What should I do? How about we call back and you leave a complaint about DJ?
Yep.
I would only feel comfortable doing something like that face to face.
Well, you're doing it.
Oh, she's not going to be happy.
Well, it's about DJ, not about her.
Neither is he when he gets fired.
Yeah, that's true.
Ask for a manager.
Calling Crazy Horse Downtown. This is Eva. How may I help you?
Hi, I think I just talked to you, but you transferred me to DJ, and he yelled at me. He said he doesn't answer those questions.
Oh, okay, then. Yeah, then I guess he he's not allowed to see.
Okay, so you don't have any strippers tonight? Just the restaurant?
No, we do, but I guess specifically we're not allowed to tell you what girl.
So I can come in and see and then leave if I don't like who's there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Because there's a whole bunch that I don't like, but I don't know it unless I see them. So even if you told me their names, I probably wouldn't know. I would have just asked you to describe each one. So I'm really glad that you cleared that up because I didn't know what the rules were.
Mm-hmm.
So how late are you guys open? 3-4?
Till 2:30.
Oh, how come 2:30?
That's just when everywhere closed down.
Oh, in Cleveland. Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do they sell liquor on Sundays?
We're actually closed on Sundays.
Okay, well, you have a blessed night.
Okay, thank you. So.
It was like her first job.
She was sweet. I wonder if she was a stripper.
She sounded like she was stripping.
Yeah, I think she was stripping
while
she was talking
to me. Why do you think
it
was her first job?
That's a really good question, Seth. I was going to ask that too, but I didn't.
Oh, are you asking? Because as soon as we hung up, I said... First job? Well, because of how nice she was, Seth. Don't you remember your first job? How nice you were to that old lady? And then the mean things that she did to you?
I remember all the kindnesses I extended to people.
Oh, do you remember all the nice things that you did to that old lady? You know, the mean things that she ended up doing to you that you felt betrayed?
Did I really tell you that story?
It was a hypnosis night.
I like to keep that stuff buried.
Well, we'll talk about hypnosis night next week, I guess.
Okay, so...
Okay.
You guys don't want to talk about hypnosis night?
No, it's not that. It's just I had something else to say about the stripper we just called.
Okay, well, wrap it.
And I have no clue what you're talking about, an old lady. Okay, so this...
I guess I just knew something about stuff you didn't think I knew. Okay, just a really mean old lady you used to do chores for.
Okay, so...
She beat his ass.
Little Triv.
Oh.
Okay, so when I was going to call back that lady and give her a piece of my mind.
And you didn't.
But I didn't because she was so kind. And it was probably her first job. But I was wondering if they didn't have any strippers, are they just a restaurant?
But she did say that they had strippers. So I don't understand your question.
I think they only make money. Do they serve food at the strip club? Because that would get kind of...
Well, it's like bar food, chicken fingers.
Oh, little Trevor, are you making a bet right now?
Loaded skins.
Oh, I got my betting blocks. Oh, it's just it's one of those games on the ads. I'm playing one of those ads games where you win the Red Lobster gift card.
Is this one of those games where, like let's say you're, like, checking your bank account balance and there's an ad on the side of the screen and you click on it? Is it one of those kind of games?
Yeah, it's like the find the ball under the cup.
Oh, those are fun.
Seth, do you want to say a prayer before we close out?
Hey, I like this. This is a new thing that we do. We're religious.
Well, let me get the background music on because it actually sounded pretty. It sounded pretty last week.
So we're just waiting for the background music. Seth, why don't you tell us your favorite part about tonight?
I like that when I go home, we got the spare bed set up, and I can just stay downstairs and fall asleep, and eat and drink as much as I want, and I won't be bothered by my kids or my wife.
That's really nice.
It's been a good night, Seth. Take us out with a prayer.
Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, and especially when you're on the radio, you lose a lot because you make a lot of calls and lots of times you get hung up on.
Starting tonight, yeah.
Excuse me, little Triv?
Just keep doing the prayer, but I'm just saying we only started doing that tonight. It's not like we did it all the time.
And thank your...
Wait, stop one second.
Excuse me? Wait. It's hard to pray when there's so much crap going on.
Well, speaking of, we didn't talk about that Saudi Arabia orb.
Oh. We should talk about that really quick.
We've got like 10 seconds. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, we'll post a picture to our Facebook page. You guys can check it out later.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Let us thank him for our food. Through Christ our bounty. Amen.